2 Corinthians chapter 5. Because we know that if our earthly house of tabernacle our body is dissolved, we have a building, body, made by God, ours not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Because in this we groan earnestly desiring to be clothed with our house which is from heaven. If so, being clothed, we shall not be found naked, because we who are in is tabernacle groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but clothed, that mortality might be load up by life. Now he who has made us for this very thing is God, who has given to us the guarantee of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Because we walk by faith, not by sight, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be besent from the body and to be pre-sent with the R&D. Therefore, we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted by him. Because we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in die according to what he has done, whether it is good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made known to God, and I trust are made known in your consciences. Because we do not commend ourselves into you, but give you occasion to on our behalf, that you may have something to answer for those who boast in appearances and not in heart. Because whether we are aside ourselves, it is for God, or whether we are sober, it is for your cause. Because the love of Christ constrains us, because we so judge that if one died for all, then all were dead, and that he died for all, that those who live should not this time forth live to themselves, but to him who died for them and rose therefore from now on we do not know any man after the flesh. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet from now on we do not know him anymore. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have as said away all things have become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To this end, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not holding their sins against them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God by us, we in sure I's place urge you be reconciled to God, because he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.